time now for your comments. Responses to Juan Williams' conversations with students at Quaker-founded Haverford College. Listener Julie Carr was disappointed.
I thought it would be a lively debate about the root causes of terrorism and what we can do about that, but it turned out to be a very uninteresting, not at all a debate about their feelings about September 11th.
But Robert Evans of Hanover, Virginia, liked what he heard, and he writes, "I was tremendously impressed with the thoughtfulness and sincerity of these students. In a world of conflicting values, we desperately need people like these, people with convictions that will stand by them in difficult times, but also honestly face the challenges to their beliefs." Here's what a listener had to say about Cheryl Corley's feature on gospel reggae and reggae's religious origins.
My name is Mabee Setledge. I'm calling from Los Angeles. Reggae began as the voice of a new conception of Jesus Christ, Jesus with a new name, Rastafari. Bob Marley and Third World were Rastas. Years before dancehall music, reggae rocked the world with hope for deliverance for the poor and oppressed in a new era of brotherhood and justice under Jah.
Alas, there was also the relish. Rob Keeling writes, "Thank you for allowing Susan Stamberg to give Mama Stamberg's cranberry relish recipe one more time. Thanksgiving always sneaks up on me, and I only start to feel ready for it when I hear this traditional NPR feature." Finally, while talking with Cheryl Corley last week, jazz pianist Cyrus Chestnut told a story about getting inspiration from a musical Japanese traffic light which played the song Coming Through the Rye. Chestnut described the tune as an old gospel song. Listener Mary White in Calicoon, New York, wrote to say the song's lyrics are actually the work of Scottish poet Robert Burns, and she adds, "It's definitely not a gospel song, since it's about a saucy, flirtatious young lady who enjoys kissing the laddies whom she meets coming in the opposite direction on a narrow footpath through a rye field."
Gin a body, meet a body, coming through the rye. Gin a body, kiss a body, need a body cry. Your lassie has her laddie, need to see. But oh, laddie, smile at me, when coming through the rye.
Send your comments to morning@npr.org, or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. And please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.